I have enormous pleasure introducing Victoria Police Acting Assistant Commissioner Libby Murphy as our speaker today. In 2017, Libby was appointed to Superintendent of Family Violence Command. She has had a diverse career during her 28 years in Victoria Police, with roles as an investigator, supervisor, and manager across rural and metropolitan areas. Libby has worked across Victoria Police in areas including criminal investigation units, crime squads, anti-corruption task forces, uniform and specialist areas. She also has a strong background in emergency management. Elder abuse, our topic today, is part of our club's family violence group's proposed instructive initiative, Rotary Safe Families. And today, Libby has kindly agreed to speak on elder abuse as family violence. We welcome Libby Murphy.
Thank you very much, Dorothy. And can I just say before I start that I'm terrified of heights, so I won't be looking over either shoulder, and I'll be standing very close to the lectern. Can everyone hear me? Yes, up the back? Up the back here, beautiful, even right up the back, thank you. I've been told that, I'm scared of Robert, so I will talk into the small microphone. Before I start, I'd actually like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land and pay my respects to elders past and present, and acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. Thank you very much for having me and the opportunity to present on such an important issue. It's something that we're very passionate about, and I think Anthony, as a previous speaker, will have probably indicated how passionate Victoria Police is and how progressive we are in this area. Well, I'd like to think we are progressive. I'm happy to take questions through the presentation or at the end. It's up to the audience. But before I do start, I'd actually like to acknowledge Dale and thank you for having me here as the District Governor, correct? Assistant District Governor, sorry. Robert as the President, and for Dorothy for being the Chairperson, and also to congratulate Kerry on her double sapphire Paul Harris. Fabulous effort. So what I was going to do is actually just give you the genesis of how Victoria Police has come to the place that we're in, but then focus specifically on elder abuse. So most of you would probably be aware that Victoria had a Royal Commission into Family Violence and that there were a number of recommendations that came out of that. Out of those, Victoria Police has 26, I think, MRFs, 26 that are specifically our responsibility, but the Victorian government saw fit to actually appoint Family Safety Victoria, or an organisation that had overarching responsibility to ensure a system response to make it better for victims. We're lucky enough to have the CEO of Family Safety Victoria as a former employee of Victoria Police. So she was, her name is still the same actually, her role was commander, but Sue Clifford is in charge of that, and we have an excellent relationship with Family Safety Victoria, and that's a really important piece in implementing Commission recommendations and actually making sure that the front line of every service sector actually achieves results in what they're trying to do. So the specific recommendation of family violence in relation to elder abuse was that Victoria Police, with Priority Communities Division, which is a part of Victoria Police also, but a different division to Family Violence Command, scope options for a trial of dedicated family violence and elder abuse response team in a Victoria Police local service area. As we tend to do in Victoria Police, we've actually run with that, but we've actually made it a much broader issue, and we intend to, and have included as part of our concept of operations and the rollout of specialist resources, elder abuse as a specific focus of every bit of family violence in our family violence investigation units. So what I can tell you is that out of the government's community safety statement, we were deployed provided with additional resources. And on the 9th of July, and Tony is now one of these detective senior sergeants, we appointed 21 detective senior sergeants across the state of Victoria to manage Victoria Police's investigative response to family violence. It's something that no other state in Australia has. They don't have a family violence command. They don't have specific investigators. So when I say investigators, traditionally what you would have seen with investigators was what you would call criminal investigation units or sex offence and child abuse investigation teams. So we know that it is a specific theme that requires a specific investigative response and the right people with the right investigation skills and the right victim centricity to make sure that we're doing the job right. Anthony will be leading the charge on that front. With that, we've developed an operations concept, which is the operating model for those units that will focus on high-risk perpetrators, medium-risk perpetrators, a cold case model, which I'm not sure whether you've heard Anthony present on before. But then we have priority communities, and one of those priority communities is older people and a focus on elder abuse. So I'd like to explain to you what Victoria Police is doing in that position, the things that we think that you need to know as a community to actually drive change in this space, and the things that you need to know in your own lives, because you would actually be quite surprised by the figures. And I make no assumptions looking around the room, but I think that there are some people in this room who are older than 65, which puts you in the category of older people for the purposes of definition for elder abuse. And I say that very respectfully, because Anthony said to me that the Rotary Club, one of the Rotary Clubs he went to in the US, there was no person older than 34. So it's an interesting dynamic. You didn't tell me how many women, actually, so that might be a discussion you have with Kerry later. So I've gone through that, but so it'd be an interesting place to be in. But so for 2017, I'd be interested in hearing, just as a guess, how many family violence report, and bearing in mind that family violence involving older people is very underreported in Victoria. So anyone have a guess? We have 75,000 reports thereabouts a year of family violence. Anyone want to guess how many for elder abuse? Not you, Anthony. Thank you. 15,000. Or 15,000. That's probably what the true figure is. It was about 5.5%. So thanks, Peter. It's a really interesting place to be in. The average age of affected family member, and that's a term Victoria Police use, it's interchangeable with victim, is 68 years. And females are the predominant victims or affected family members in 62% of matters that are reported. So I'm just trying to give you some figures to give you the background of actually what that means and who's over and underrepresented. Surprisingly, and I say that quite sarcastically, males, as in all family violence matters, and please don't think I'm actually becoming that person who actually says males are to blame for everything, because there is representation of females as perpetrators, but males made up 73.1% of the perpetrators in family violence elder abuse, which is a really interesting statistic. The average age of a perpetrator committing family violence against another person was 42, and 22.4% of family violence elder abuse incidents resulted in an assault being identified. And I suppose my question here is does anyone actually, can they guess what elder abuse is or what they think constitutes elder abuse? Is it assaults, or can anyone else think of anything that it may be? Financial, and that's the predominant piece that it is. But I will actually go on to explain to you how it's more than just assaults and financial areas. One probably quite notable factor is that in 2017, there were 5 homicides that were elder abuse related in Victoria. So 5 members of the community who were impacted because of family violence, older members of the community. But in terms of that representation, that is actually 29%, which is again an over-representation of the actual data that suggests people who are involved. And whilst it's troubling any homicide in relation to family violence, it's very troubling that the community doesn't understand what elder abuse is, and that we have 5 people and all those families impacted by family violence within the community. So what I'd like to do is talk through and explain to you the issues that Victoria Police generally has and what we try and educate our members on in terms of elder abuse. And they're basically broken up into three categories, which are, the issues for our members, which I would say would be similar to community issues and which we're trying to train in. So very often victims or affected family members of elder abuse are very reluctant to disclose, and we'll go through some more detail of why that is shortly. Our members sometimes have trouble in identifying elder abuse because they suppose it is only assaults or it may only be financial, and again the dynamics of relationships and where that fits into that picture. And then the other bit is the communication tips that we offer for our members to actually try and engage older members of the community to report things or the questions to ask. And there's specific questions that are indicators. And I actually challenge you to actually ask your own family members these questions, and I'll come to those, because it's actually, I'm making it sound like we actually don't trust our own family members, but quite often there's an interplay between some family members as opposed to others, and we might not really know what's going on behind the scenes in relationships that involve older people. So I'm asking you to bear in mind what those questions are. So the reluctance to disclose, the main point, and how am I going for time? Because I know that Dorothy's going to come and stand behind me and whack me on the head with 6 minutes to go. Not getting out of the chair, okay. I'm just making sure. So a reluctance to disclose. So one of the first issue that we inevitably find with older people is that they absolutely fear that there will be a breakup in the family. And that's a piece that Victoria Police needs to get better, because traditionally, Victoria Police has operated in the realms of enforcement and criminal options. So we think if we're turning up to an incident, we're going to charge someone, whereas we need to look in the space of keeping the family unit together but protecting the older person, but putting in civil options such as intervention orders or actually engaging other support services that will make the relationship okay but stop the abuse. And that's a message we need to get out to the older people in the community. Parental responsibilities, so they actually don't like reporting against their own children and grandchildren. And the next one is the stigma of family violence. And for older people in the community, stigma can be a massive thing. And if you look at the history of family violence and some of the violence that we hear has been perpetrated not only against older people but other people, there's a very great reluctance to actually talk about things that have happened to people. And if you talk about it in terms of sexual offending being elder abuse, people are very reluctant to talk about sexual offending when they're older. People are very reluctant to talk about sexual offending when they're younger, but it is much greater barrier, I believe, for older people. There's a great deal of shame attached to it. Dependence on the abuser. So we know that with family violence, there's often intersectionality with things such as disabilities, whether they're physical or things such as dementia. So older people rely on family members to drive them to shops because they don't have licenses anymore. They rely on family members to provide medication for them. They rely on family members to support them within the home to cook, provision of food and those sorts of things. So the dynamic there is that older people are reluctant to report because they know that that other bit that they rely on is taken away from them. And then finally, the last bit in relation to reluctance to disclose is cultural beliefs. We have a very multicultural society in Victoria, which I'm sure all of you know. And Victoria Police needs to operate in a much better space where we understand what the culture of different communities is and how that impacts on reporting and what we can do to make it better. Culturally and linguistically diverse community, as are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, are again part of the focus of our family violence investigation units and our concept of operations, and I'll address that a bit more. How much time do I have left, Dorothy? Because I was starting at 1:28, but I started at 1:30, so 5, okay. I'll work through. So I've spoken about our Aboriginal community. I'll move on to and try and condense it a bit. Who abuses? So adult children and grandchildren very often abuse, and that generally happens in terms of the caregiving capacity, which I've spoken about, but also in terms of financial abuse, which you've quite rightly identified, Robert. There's undue pressure placed on people to provide money ahead of deaths, and in terms of wills, we're going to get it anyway. Give us the money now. If you don't give me your ATM card, I won't be able to go and do the shopping and then skimming off the top of the ATM card. So that's really something that you need to look for. Other close relatives obviously abused, and we need to recognise again for Aboriginal communities what kinship means, and that it doesn't necessarily have to be a specific family member. A carer from the broader family, so quite often nieces or nephews or great nieces or nephews or those sorts of things, and intimate partners. And obviously it's in the intimate partner space that we see homicides. What you can do, and this is also what we teach our members, but identifying elder abuse, actually what is it? So, and we've tried to break it down into specific areas so you know. So control and coercion over a period of time is quite definitely elder abuse, and it is defined as elder abuse within the Family Violence Protection Act. Non-physical abuse, social isolation, which happens very often. That's the bit where, you know, we won't take you, you know, down to the senior citizens for, you know, your weekly meeting. We won't do this. If you don't give me your ATM card, or if you don't give me money or access to your bank accounts, then we can't possibly take you for that outing on the weekend. And again, it's that reliance. The financial abuse, the withholding the food or the medication, and the misinformation and fear, which is the manipulation piece. Elder abuse is a crime, and Victoria Police has not traditionally operated on, but I think that that's a message, and it's a really important message for you as community members and leaders in the community, and people who can help those in the community need to understand that elder abuse is a crime. It's not just this definition of elder abuse that is a nomenclature or that is something that we talk about. It actually is a crime, and police want to know about it. We do need to get better in the space of just operating that traditional bit of enforcement. Some communication tips for you, and this is not for you specifically because you're not going to attend, but these are questions that you can ask your family and community members, is talk to the older person directly. We quite clearly instruct our police members not to go to a family violence incident or somewhere where we're concerned and actually have the conversation with the person who's there. People don't lose their brains when they get over 60 or 65. They're quite compass where they're not. There's people such as the Office of the Public Advocate who can support. There's different areas. Police wouldn't speak to someone if we thought that they had a disability or that they didn't understand us, but you actually need to make that assessment and actually not take your information from someone else. Consider their privacy. Older people are just as entitled to privacy as anyone else. But again, this is the space where we have to get our members in, where they think, you know, that they can talk about issues to do with older people in front of family members without actually considering the privacy aspects. Give an older person plenty of time to actually make decisions, because we know that there is sometimes the dementia piece or those sorts of bits, but it's about actually explaining and understanding and not expecting answers. Police traditionally are, for those of you who know the Myers-Briggs, the ESTJ people who are all about tasks and we just want to get in and get things done, but we need to get in a better space where we actually understand and ask questions. I'm very scared now. Reassure them of their right to be safe and consider the cognitive abilities which I've discussed. So we realise that we can return at a more suitable time. Be thoughtful of hearing loss. But the one thing I really do want to address, which is the suspicion index, which is what I talked about earlier on. And these are the three main questions that we ask older people to identify if there's a likelihood of elder abuse. And the first one is, has anyone prevented you from getting food, clothes, medication, glasses, hearing aids or medical care, or from being with people you wanted to be with? So that's a really important conversation to engage with people, because it's a really good indicator. The next is, has anyone made you afraid, touched you in ways that you did not want, or hurt you physically? Or has anyone forced you to sign papers or use your money against your will? And I think with the ambit of those questions, if the answer is yes to any of those, then you are likely to have elder abuse identified that needs an appropriate response. And I don't mean necessarily from the police, because if there's a better response through system response or support through agencies, then that's okay. We're okay with that as long as someone is safe. I've got maybe 1 or 2 minutes. That's probably really the end of it anyway, so I don't need to get scared. I'm happy to take questions. I hope that's provided a very quick summary. obviously Victoria Police is doing a lot of work in the space of elder abuse, but we also do understand the other priorities and the vulnerabilities in the community. So any questions?
Wonderful, thank you. Okay. Well,